had a couple other catches on quick little slant routes, and had another fade. They called the pass interference. Could have been another touchdown for him, and had a skinny post. So a couple nice catches and big plays, and you know, that's what we've been looking for Ramses over the past couple of years. See if he can step up and make some plays for us, and today he did it.
Eli, he talked about getting comfortable early. Were you planning on targeting him early? Is it something you worked on in practice?
With
Ramses.
No, you know, just something, just, you know, we got a number of receivers that work in different spots, so you don't know, you know, always who's going to be in there and who's not. So, you know, he's a smart, you know, smart player. He knows what he's doing, knows the offense well, and, you know, the defense gave us a few opportunities to go his way, and he did a good job taking advantage of it.
What makes him particularly dangerous in the red zone?
Well, just a big target. You know, those guys, you know, the corners see him. They, a lot of times you see a 6'6 receiver, they're going to be scared of throwing the fade on him. And if he gets outside, you can back shoulder, you can throw it up. You have all those options. So the first time we ran a slant down there, and he did a good job being physical, running the guy down, coming inside, and, you know, big target. Next time, ran the fade route, and the guy, he beat the guy, and the guy held on to him. So, he's a big body, big target. And, you know, you can box out the DBs a little bit, and that's what you hope to get from a big guy.
You said David ran the wrong way on which play was that?
Second play of the game, I hit him on a little swing route. So that's the way it works sometimes. You run the wrong way,
you mean the one they lost? They got hit. Yeah. Right.
So.
And how do you feel heading into?
Yeah, I feel good. You know, it's good to get some good playing going against a good defense. Probably the hardest thing to get back in the flow as a quarterback is used to moving in the pocket, seeing the rush, feeling the rush, knowing you can step around, knowing you got to bail out, knowing you can buy an extra second. Those are things that are the preseason so helpful, because you go such a long period of time without getting hit. Practice, you can. It's different when you know there's a guy who's coming after you and a guy who can't hit you. So thought that those, these last 2 weeks, just moving the pocket, taking some hits, making the throws, trying to make good decisions with that, and hopefully got enough live action. I don't know what the plan is for this week coming versus New England. We'll play a little bit, but we knew this was going to be the big dress rehearsal, and so we'll start getting ready. Obviously, if we got to play this week, but if not, getting ready for Dallas.